5 o'clock. Time to rock.
And I think they would have gone about it something like this.
Yeah. saw you coming out of school that day. That day I knew
16.
I've got to have you. I've got to have you.
Five miles,
Dalai Lamas. Another sister shooting heroin to Morris. Amputees in Freetown, Sierra Leone's. The church wasn't honest. The state put the youth in a harness, creating hostility among us. The teacher said no college. Still kid gotta get a check for a couple commas. People wanna bomb us. More people gotta scatter and run from us. Blame it on Zeus and Apollo and Adonis. But what you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you pulling yourself away. What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you pulling yourself away. Years. I've been seeing her for years. She got dark, dark wavy hair, got a voice that you just don't care. She got a skirt with a novel top. She got a daddy never gave her. She drink a beer with a Montreal. She got knocked up in a pickup truck. But she got engaged when she was 19 to this dude who was acting insane. Out of 45 that he always claimed. She said one day, one day, one too many days. Now we clucked and she ran away. Never to be heard from, never to be seen. I took the cover of a magazine. I'm just wondering how, just wondering how. What you done is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you putting yourself away. What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you putting yourself away. What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you putting yourself away. What you done here, put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you pulling yourself away. A bullet and a target. A bullet and a target. A bullet and a target. A bullet and a target.
sleeping gong. Pretty Penny was her name. She was loved and we all will miss her.
Thank you. leaves on the table are all turning grey. The first time she saw you, she hoped you were gay. It's hard to recover when you're the disease, but I'm ready, I swear it. I'm walking around in these railway shoes, in my railway shoes. The ghost of your father is right by your side. He's so close to you that he's almost inside. Whoops. He's guiding your head and he's guiding your limbs. But he isn't you, and you know you're not him in your railway shoes. In your railway shoes. Take the train, take the other train. Stand by. Take the train. Take the other train, honey, and ride. Madam, I burn for you night after day. I'm empty without you and colder than clay. The wax on my body is making me cold, but I'll never be able to go where I'm told in my railway shoes. In my railway. Train, take the other train, honey, and stand by. Take the train, take the other train, mister, and
told you I love you. Stop driving me mad. When I woke up this morning, I never felt so bad.
Sweet and good, ain't no doubt. You were always weird, but I never had to hold you. Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield. Infotainment.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Newhart.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Many of you may have read The Hidden Persuaders. It's about advertising. And one of the points the book made was that the real danger of the public relations man or the advertising man was that they were creating images. And they felt that in the presidential campaigns, the candidates were really getting closer and closer together. There was no real difference between them. And you were really voting for the man. And this got me to thinking, supposing this science were as far advanced during the Civil War as it is today, and there was no Lincoln. Now, the advertising people, realizing this, would have had to create a Lincoln. And I think they would have gone about it something like this. This is a telephone conversation between Abe and his press agent just before Gettysburg. Hi, Abe, sweetheart, how are you? How's Gettysburg? Sort of a drag, huh? Well, Abe, you know them small Pennsylvania towns. You seen one, you seen them all. Right. Listen, Abe, I got the note. What's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off. Abe, don't you see that's part of the image? Right, with the shawl and the stovepipe at the string tie. You don't have the shawl. Where's the shawl, Abe? You left it in Washington. What are you wearing, Abe? A sort of cardigan? Abe, don't you see that doesn't fit with the string tie and the beard? Abe, would you leave the beard on and get the shawl, huh? All right, what's this about Grant? You're getting a lot of complaints on Grant's drinking, huh? Abe, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't see the problem. I mean, you knew he was a lush when you pointed him. You see that? Yeah. You're gag writers. Yeah, you're gag writers. You want to come back with something funny, huh? Maybe an anecdote about a town drunk. Well, I can't promise anything, Abe. I'll get them working on it. Abe, you got the speech. Abe, you haven't changed the speech, have you? Abe, what do you change the speeches for? A couple minor changes, I'll bet. All right, what are they? You what? You typed it. Abe, how many times have we told you on the backs of envelopes? I understand it's harder to read that way, Abe, but it looks like you wrote it on the train coming down or something like that. Abe, could you do this? Could you memorize it and then put it on the backs of the envelopes? We're getting a lot of play in the press on that. How are the envelopes holding out? You can stand another box. All right, what else, Abe? You change 87 to 87? I understand it means the same thing, Abe. Well, Abe, that's meant to be a grabber. Abe, we test marketed that in an Erie, and they went out of their minds about it. Abe, it's sort of like Mark Anthony saying, friends, Romans, countrymen, I've got something I want to tell you. You see what I mean, Abe? What else? People will little note nor long remember. Abe, what could possibly be wrong with that? They'll remember it. Abe, they'll remember it. It's the old humble bit. You can't say it's a great speech. I think everybody's going to remember it, Abe. You come off a braggart, don't you see that? Hey, Abe, do the speech the way Charlie wrote it, would you? The inaugural address swung, didn't it? All right, anything else? You talk to some newspaper men. Abe, I wish you wouldn't talk to newspaper men. Well, you always put your foot in. No, that's just what I mean, Abe. No. You're a rail splitter, then an attorney. Abe, it doesn't make any sense that way. I mean, you wouldn't give up your law practice to become a rail splitter, don't you? Would you read the biog, Abe? You'll save a lot of trouble on this end. Abe, listen, before I forget, the manufacturer is coming out with the Abe Lincoln t-shirt on Tuesday. Could you work that into the address somewhere, Abe? Play it by ear, whatever you can do. Abe, have you got a pencil and paper there? Would you take this down? You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, you keep doing it differently, Abe. The last quote I got was, you can fool all the people all the time, and you... Abe, hold on. They come up with a thing on Grant. Right. Good. But, yeah, all beautiful. Abe, listen to this. They got a beautiful squelch on Grant. Right. The next time they bug you about Grant's drinking, right, you tell them you're going to find out what brand he drinks and send a case of it to all your other generals. No. It's like the brand was the reason he won. No. Abe, use it. It's funny. Trust me on this. Saturday night. Oh, Abe, I'm sorry. I'm gonna be in New York Saturday night. A bridge party at the White House. Oh, Abe, I'd love to make it. How about Seward? You try him. He'll be out of town too, huh? Oh, that's a, you and what's your name? Be home alone. Mary, be home alone. Huh? Listen, Abe, why don't you take in a play? I'll be talking to you. Go on.